white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, bro.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth that the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No,
fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You.
You don't call
fuck
me a
you.
Cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick, cunt. Fucking piece of shit.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up. Shut up.
So there's the intro, and we're ready to start the show. My name is Dwight. I'm here to do prank calls for you for about 3 hours. You get the applause there, and then... like that.
98.6.
The mouth. Some icons around. Get them out of my way.
The mouth.
The big mouth. Welcome. Yes. The big big hard mouth. Let's see here. All right. We're ready to do shit. I didn't put up the green screen today because I got home a little late. I was at a birthday party and I went swimming and I did all kinds of stuff, but mostly swimming. And I picked toppings off of pizza. And I was like, pizza sounds good. But I'm still hungry because I didn't eat a lot of pizza. So that's a problem.
Hi, you've reached the Diego at Fastway Coin. Please give me your name and number, and I will return your call. Thank you.
Hello? I'm calling about my car. You tow my car. It's Hyundai Civic. It's blue. I'm going to need it back. You can't just take it from me, okay? I have a lot of places I gotta go tomorrow, and now you have my car, and it's gonna really piss me the fuck off. Okay, call me back. All right, bye.
All right, here we go. All right, we got our blue. fucking do right, fucking do
Byron.
Right.
Oh,
Is there a point to this?
Well, somebody called and said that I impounded their car, so this is the number they left.
How should I know?
I don't know. I think it was a joke.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are.
I don't know who you are either. Somebody left me a message. I'm calling you back.
Oh, okay.
Really funny message with your number on it. So I don't know what to tell you.
You didn't tell me why you were concerned.
I'm not concerned. This is a towing service. Somebody said we impounded their car, which we did not.
Yeah, yeah. Why are you concerned?
I just said I'm not concerned.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned?
I'm not concerned.
Just quit. Yeah, have a nice day.
I'm concerned that you're concerned.
Well, why are you concerned?
Because it concerns you.
Why are you concerned? Why are you concerned? I don't want you to explain it to me. I never asked you to explain it to me.
Can you just hang up?
But you don't know how to have fun with people.
No.
I said, why are you concerned?
Okay, hold on 1 second for me.
Are you still talking?
It's a machine.
It's a machine.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking to you.
It's a machine.
That's weird. Oh, scary.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling about the dogs.
Yeah.
They're still available?
Yeah, I've got two of them left.
Okay. What type of dogs are they?
They're a mixed boxer and a pit.
Okay. Mixed boxer and a pit. All right. Yeah. Are you asking or are you just giving them away?
No, I'm just giving them away.
Just giving them away. Okay. Because I got a bit of a... I got all these dogs over here. Would you say it's an assertive dogs? Like, are they... Like, do they got, like, a good attitude on them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're mother and father's here. They're just big babies.
Okay, because these dogs over here, these ones, they got real, they're like, they won't even stay in line. I need a dog that'll keep these, part of my language, these little motherfuckers in line.
Yeah. They're 8 weeks old.
8 weeks, okay, all right. And 8 weeks old, what color? What color is it?
They're light brown and got white feet.
Okay. And how is it, male or female?
I've got one male and one female there.
How big are the sexual organs on the male?
I don't know. I didn't pay much attention.
Can you measure real quick? Do you have a tape?
No.
Well, I need to know if he's above average or if he's like, because he's not going to perform, then, you know, I don't want all these. I was going to go invest in some lady bitches for him. But if he's not going to be able to perform, I don't want to put the money out.
I'd say he'd be all right.
How many legs does he have?
Huh?
How many legs? How many legs does this dog have? That we force Cat to play a movie for us every week.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi. I was calling about the dryer vents. You do the cleanings for $99, I hear. If you could give me a call and see how soon you could get out here, we're pretty sure the hamster is in the dryer vent. We need a way to... We don't know how to retrieve him. You sound like the expert in this area. All right, if you can call me back... All right. He's streaming late. Always late. Eternally late.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi. I understand you buy junk cars. And I have a car that I need to get rid of ASAP before my wife gets back from vacation. Long story short, I had a marital affair while she was gone, and the woman has since passed away, and her vehicle is still in my driveway, and I don't have the keys. If you could give me a call And I'm hoping you can come tow this out of my driveway before Monday. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you. Bye. That's pretty fucked up.
Hey, this is Annie Forster with Maple Leaf Roofing Systems, and I'm sorry I can't get to the phone. Please leave your name and your number, and I will return your call as soon as I can. In the meantime, enjoy your day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name is Dwight, and I'm calling about the roofing systems. Recently, I found out that my wife of 15 years has been cheating on me, but I have since tracked down the gentleman. Well, I mean, I'll call him a gentleman for now. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I found his address, and I would like to have his roof taken off. If you could call me back and give me a quote on what that would cost me, that would be fantastic. Thank you. Cheat on me. I'm going to have your fucking roof taken off.
Hello, you have reached Outdoor Unlimited. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name, number, and a brief description, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
All right.
Thank you, and have a blessed day.
All right. Hi, I just wanted to know if you do any tree work as well. My neighbor refuses to trim his trees, so I guess I'll have to take it upon myself to have someone do it. So if I can get a quote on taking down a 15-foot oak tree that looks horrendous and it keeps casting a shadow over my house, so I'm unable to get rays of sunshine through my living room window, that would be appreciated. Again, if you do accept my work, I would come in probably unmarked trucks, don't wear uniforms, preferably do it at night. But give me a call back. Thank you.
Joe's Pool Hall. You rack 'em, we crack 'em.
Ah, all right. That's funny. I'm calling about the Galaxy Track phone.
No, I ain't got the track phone. I shoved it up your mother's asshole the other night.
Wow, why are we being aggressive?
Because I can be, motherfucker.
Oh, why are we cussing? Shouldn't you go to church?
That's right. I'm a cusser. I hate Jews and Mexicans.
You're going to hell.
That's right, motherfucker. But you'll probably go first. Why would you call somebody that's got cancer? And prank them at goddamn
how would I know? Hey,
about.
All right. How would I know you got cancer?
Off, son of a bitch.
How would I know you got cancer? Mother, how would I know you got cancer?
It don't matter. Why would you call a guy? You call every goddamn two or three. You call all kinds of people in the county fucking with them. People
no,
getting sick
not
of your shit.
Not me. No.
Yeah, you, motherfucker, you.
No,
you,
no.
You.
No, no, no.
Don't call it bullshit. I know who you are, you son of a bitch.
Okay.
You're the child molesting pedophile.
Okay. You really went off the fucking deep end there, pal. Wow.
I dropped a massive N-bomb.
All right. Let's discuss this. Call a random number about an ad they have. And they proceed to yell at you like you're the psycho.
While using slurs.
Yes, all kinds of slurs. Now I'm going to have to edit that very freaking heavily. Wow.
Wow. We're sorry that everybody had to hear that. That we did not have that planned. B. White tried to make a call, and this guy is an idiot.
He sounded crazy, but I did not expect the racist tones to come out. I could have had my hand on the button, the mute button there.
Given the area that you called, it makes
what
sense.
What did I just miss? What did I just miss?
A very racist Southern man.
Yeah. Oh, was he dropping the N-bomb like no one's business?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Georgia? South Carolina?
I think it was Kentucky.
Kentucky.
It was Kentucky, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. How can I help you?
Hi. I wanted to know, how long do I get to keep the bells? The free weight bell. I'm new to the whole gym experience. Like I just joined. It's my New Year's resolution. And I came in and I worked out earlier today, but I got a telephone call. I had a meeting. I had a Zoom meeting for work. And so I just took the dumbbells home so I could finish working out.
I'm sorry.
But how long can I keep them for?
You're not supposed to keep them.
Well, I have a black card. I know if I have a white card, I wasn't able to keep them, but
you can't keep the dumbbells.
But I wasn't finished working out, and they, you know, they said to develop good habits and stuff, it takes approximately 6 weeks. So I didn't want to start off the new year on the wrong foot.
Yeah, but you can't take it with you. You have to leave it here.
Okay, well, that wasn't explained to me.
You can't take any equipment with you.
Like I said, this is my first time I've ever worked out in my entire life, and so I didn't know the rules. I thought they were kind of a you pay your membership and like I because next week I was planning on taking the treadmill home with me.
How are you gonna do that?
I have a truck.
Okay, but how are you gonna take it out by yourself though?
No, I looked at it. It has wheels underneath, and I think the tread folds up.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No.
But, I mean, somebody would have helped me, though. I'm sure.
Who's going to help you?
One of the employees.
No, they're not going to help you. You can't even take it, dude.
But I pay my gym fees. I thought this was a fringe benefit.
Yeah, your gym fees to come and work out.
Like, when I was in jail, they let me take they used to let me take the free weights and stuff back to my cell, and I could work out in there.
Hey, that was jail. This is gym.
It sounds almost the same, though. You got to admit that.
No.
I mean, I already have a full set of resistance bands.
You're only paying $25 just to come in and work out.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how much you're paying, to be honest. But.
Well, no, I have the black card. Yeah, it's $24.99. Yeah,
$24.99. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't take anything with you.
Okay, so when all right, let me come exchange. I'll bring the free weights back, but I want to take an elliptical for 3 days.
Oh, yeah. You can speak to the manager for that.
But you can't take it. You sound like you could be the manager. You sound like you're well in charge of this place.
No, not a manager.
Why not? How long have you worked there?
Not too long.
No, how many times have you had to set the lunk alarm off?
We don't. I've never even set it off.
Would you set it
Since
off?
Since I've been here, nobody set it off.
Would you set it off for me? I want to hear it.
Can't even do that. I don't even know where it's at. I don't even think we have one.
No, there is. There's a switch back there. It looks like a light switch.
Wait. Are you here right now?
Back behind the counter. Yeah, I am actually. I'm in the locker room. Because I was gonna grab some more stuff.
Wait. So you have it home, but you're here working out?
Yeah, well, I took those home. And now I'm back.
Oh, okay. But then you want to bring the other ones to exchange it for an elliptical.
Yeah.
Another day, though.
Yeah, I don't need that right now. I already have the free weights. But can I take some of the TRX bands home with me?
No.
What about that eternal pull down thing? You know the rope that you pull down. It's over there in the room.
You can't bring anything.
What can I take home then?
You can't take home anything.
Why not? Okay, but what does my membership pay for then if I can't take that home?
So that you can come work out and bring in the guests with you and go to different Planet Fitness.
But see, nobody wants to work out with me because all my friends are fat computer programmers. I work in IT, and like okay. we sit at desks every day, and like we gossip about like pornographic pictures we saw on the internet and stuff. And
interesting.
Yeah, who does the personal training there?
Oh, some girl, but she's on vacation right now, so I don't know if she's gonna come back.
Are you not anticipating her coming back?
I said I don't know when she's going to come back. All I know is that she's on vacation.
Is she a good trainer, though? Like, or does she kind of phone it in?
She's a good trainer.
Okay. What do you think her specialty is, like, in training? Does she make fat people skinny? Do they, like, help people gain muscle mass? What does she do?
I don't even know. That's, like, her stuff. You would have to come and talk to her.
Does she yell?
When she's here.
Does she yell a lot?
No, she doesn't. Mm. She's very nice.
Well, that's never going to help me achieve an erection if she's nice.
Mm. So you want somebody to yell at you?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Okay.
Because everybody's really nice to me, because usually like I'm pretty chill, and like I need a change of pace. I need somebody to yell at me.
Okay, for sure.
So can you...
Yeah, but unfortunately we don't have somebody.
Can you yell at me?
You want me to yell at you?
Yeah.
While you're working out?
No, just now is fine.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. You can call me a piece of shit. You can call me a piece of shit if you want.
I can't do that. Sorry.
But you want to. I could tell.
I can't do that.
Listen, I'm going to come out and like I'm going to act. I'm wearing glasses. I'm going to come out here and I'm in out of the locker room. And when I walk by, I expect you to whisper, you piece of shit, at me.
What are you wearing?
I got a sleeveless shirt and it's red, and then I got black shorts on, and I got some fresh sneaks on.
Okay, bet.
All right. Just like grab a Tootsie Roll out of that bucket, and then you toss it to me and go, you piece of shit.
Okay, bet.
All right, cool.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the front desk of the gym?
No.
No. Oh, wait a minute. This is Steve.
No.
This is Steve. You're the maintenance guy over here, right? Sorry, I was trying to call my gym. I'm already canceling my membership. It's just not for me. But I'll do that after I talk to you. So I got a problem over here in my condo.
In the arbors?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Dwight.
Okay, what's the problem?
The problem is when I turn on the water, like in the kitchen, like I turn the handle up, I was trying to get the hot water, and when I do that, for some reason, the shower turns on. But no water comes out of the faucet in the kitchen.
Okay, but that's the homeowner's responsibility.
But I think somebody reversed the pipes or something under here. Because like I said, I turn on the hot water in the kitchen. Like no water comes out, but the shower turns on.
Okay.
That's I'm just confused. Like somebody's been under here playing with my pipes.
Are you the homeowner?
Yeah. But okay, I thought this was an association issue, though. I thought this was
no.
What you take care of.
No. The homeowner takes care of anything like that.
Okay, what would you take care of? Like, what do you do here?
Well, I live here, and I'm just part of the president of the PLA, mm-hmm. and we take care of the landscaping and things like that.
Okay.
We don't do anything inside.
Okay. Are you the person that keeps removing the plant that I put in the front of my yard, though?
I don't think so. I don't even know where you live.
Because I've been trying to grow my own marijuana plants for like the longest time now, and somebody keeps coming and taking.
Go. Hey, I gotta go. I don't want to hear about your problems. Thank you.
You fucking suck. I gotta go. Another pitcher of beer to finish. I'll do my job.
Non-compliant.
Right. I forgot that I was looking at the gym shit, but I had copied another number already. So I was like, is this the front desk of the gym? I'm like, oh, shit. It's like,
I was amazed. Yeah, he pulled it off.
It's like, oh, fuck. We should have stretched the PLA part. Yeah, I thought he meant HOA and he mispronounced something.
We'll have a shift on the curbs.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Sebastian. How may I help you?
Hey, Sebastian. I have a quick question, or actually more of a concern. My wife was just down there and came home, and she's, frankly, she's in tears. Apparently, a man kept... following her around while she was working out, and I guess it's like, I don't know, he was trying to flex, he kept like showing off his Black Card membership. He's like, and he kept telling her like, hey, I can get you into the Black Card locker room, and like kept saying like, hey, and like he kept showing it to her, and like he's like, if you look here,
I'm gonna grab an incident report form real quick so I can write some of this down. Can I put you on a quick hold?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, I'll be right back. Sure. One second.
Mailman says describe Hyphonics. What the fuck? Okay. I mean, I guess. Should we tell him that the guy's name is John Sakadorian and see what he does? I mean, John's not going to Planet Fitness. He works out at home.
Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Alrighty. Just so you know, I am the only person up here, so once in a while I may have to step away.
Sure.
But I won't hang up.
Okay.
Alrighty. Could you tell me around what time it was?
Yeah, she said it was about 2 hours ago from what I talked to her, and I would put her on the phone, but she's in the shower right now trying to wash the shame off.
Okay. I'm going to put down 6 p.m.
Okay.
Just as like a general, thing.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay. Could I, if your wife doesn't want to put her name down, that's okay. But I do need to put down a name that we can contact regarding this.
Yeah, her name is Rue, R-U-E. Mm-hmm. And the last name is McClanahan.
Spelled
M-C-C-L-A-N-A-H-A-N.
I'm sorry, M-C-C-L-A-N.
A-H-A-N.
A-H-A-N, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so... could I get a phone number that we can contact you with?
Yeah, the one I'm calling from right now is fine.
Got you. Okay. And you said that he was following her around.
Yeah, well, he wasn't following, but like he kept trying to get her attention. Like he was over the leg curl machine, she said, and he was curling like really heavy weights, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was kept like looking in her direction, and then when she would look over, he would go, "Look at this, look at this, look at this."
Mm.
Like he was, mumbling under it. Like he wasn't being obvious about it, but he was yelling. And she snapped a picture of him for me, and I could describe what he looks like.
Got you. Okay, great. I think that picture will be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Management is in. Monday to Friday. They're always in after 2 p.m., but they should be there Monday to Friday whenever you come in.
And she caught his name. She caught his name, by the way.
Oh, she caught his name.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. Because
then we can get his account up and we can ban him.
She said his name is John Sakadorian.
Okay.
Don't ask me how to spell the last name. I had a hard enough time pronouncing it.
Yeah.
But he's bald. He has a mustache. He's about 5'6". And I guess from what she said, he also kept mentioning, he's, I don't know. He thinks he's famous. He said, don't you know me? I'm the scary bald man on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. He must have some TikTok fame or something. I didn't recognize him personally. Like he must not be that famous.
Yeah. He was, I'm sorry, John, just a rough approximation of that.
Sakadorian? Sakadorian fruit or something? Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, he smelled of raw sewage.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm just writing down the description of the incident.
Yeah.
I'm writing, John... harassed Rue around the leg curl machine.
Yeah. Yep.
And did he follow her around?
No, she said that he kept his distance, but he kept eye contact. Like it was weird.
Gotcha.
He had like long blonde dog hairs on his shirt.
Okay, interesting. Long blonde.
And she said it seemed really weird because at times you could hear him talking to his it must be his wife Sophia about mm-hmm. about their baby. Like if they have a newborn at home, I'm not sure why he would be at the gym instead of taking care of the kid and like making eye contact with my wife.
And he kept saying,
"Look at this, like whispering, look at this."
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, he said he was TikTok famous or something. I don't know, like that. Like she should have been impressed.
Yeah. Okay. I think I got it.
And if it helps, I don't know if this helps or not, but my wife did tell me, like, his gym shorts were very, very tight. They were almost like running shorts, but they were short and tight. And she said if it does help, he is circumcised.
Okay. I hope that doesn't help.
Because apparently he was twerking after he would do a set of with the free weights, he would start twerking.
Okay.
And he was carrying on about old school RuneScape.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I think I have what I need, but it'll be the most helpful to see the photo.
Sure.
Because when management is like goes and looks through the camera at the time, they'll be able to pinpoint him a lot easier. She doesn't have to come in, but if you could come in and bring in the photo,
right? Do you want me to bring in the like her shirt and stuff? Because when he filled up the Powerade bottle and shook it up and threw it at the wall, it exploded on her shirt.
He threw a Powerade at the wall?
Yeah, after one of the sets, and it got all over her shirt. Like that. I mean, she didn't wash that yet. It's off.
Yeah. We'll take a picture of the shirt.
Okay.
Just so that you have that, you know, logged away in case anything comes up. You know, you have it as evidence. Through pattern at the wall.
Yeah, it stained her gym clothes, like something fierce. Yeah. I don't know if it was just Powerade in there, but then that's when he took the protein shake and he dumped it on her head.
He did what?
He had one of those shaker bottles.
Yeah.
Protein, and he dumped it on her head.
On her head?
Yeah. She was just covered in head to toe in milky white goo.
Jesus.
I mean, I would even call it glazed, not covered. She was glazed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like, almost like a Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah.
No. Okay. We'll definitely come in, bring in the photo. They'll have this report, and with that photo, they'll be able to quickly identify him.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if we have, you know, if not the right spelling of his name, then the right, you know, pronunciation.
Yeah, I'd really need to have someone have a talk with her because she vomited twice in the car on the way home from the smell of between the protein shake and the Powerade. It was very off-putting.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not my place to suggest anything, but it sounds like it could amount to something, you know, with which you'd like to involve the police.
Right. Could you read back the report to me? I want to make sure I didn't miss anything as well.
I've written down a description of him, 5'6", bald mustache, scary bald man on TikTok, John Sakadorian, dog, long blonde dog hairs on shirt, tight gym shorts, and then a description, which is John harassed, Ruan the leg curl machine, kept distance but maintained eye contact, kept saying, look at this, after set would twerk, threw Powerade at the wall, some landed on gym clothes, he dumped a shaker on her head.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's very important. Yeah.
And you'll be able to supplement that with further information when you get here.
I'm gonna take her to a counseling session tomorrow. We contacted her her psychiatric advisor, and we're going to come in on an emergency. So hopefully by Monday I have her calmed down enough to where she can tell you more of what happened as it starts to come back to her.
I think even if
when we come in on Monday, please don't. Yeah, I mean, you said supplemental information. Please don't mention supplements around her after the protein shake. It might trigger her.
Got you. And to be honest with you, I might not be in on staff on Monday morning or Monday when you show up.
Okay.
But this report will be here. I'll write in a note telling them to expect you, but, you know, obviously no pressure on if it doesn't work by Monday. Bring in the photo. We'll be able to quickly identify him. Okay. I think the goal for us is just,
I'm bagging up the clothes right now.
Got you. Our goal is just to remove those sort of people from the gym as soon as possible.
Yeah, because he seems like, you know, when you guys do your average, he seems like your typical lunk. I mean, if I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, like, it was weird that she said he was able to wear, like, one of those bodybuilder t-shirts. I thought that was banned. Like the real stringy ones where basically his chest is all out and stuff and he's being real vain. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they sneak them in under a jacket, and then once they're in the locker room, they kind of put those on. I'm so sorry that this has happened. What's important now is that we get him kicked out as soon as possible. And thank you for helping us do that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Once again, I'm so sorry, and we'll see you and help you out on Monday. Is that all right?
That sounds great. Are you guys open Monday? Because it is MLK Day Monday.
Yeah, we are.
24 hours. All day. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right. Just making sure.
Whenever you have. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I think that all does right. it.
All right. Sorry again. And we'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Joanna. How may I help you?
Hi, Joanna?
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I'm at in the gym.
He's saying he doesn't know where he's at the gym.
I went into the locker room, and I went through a door.
You said what, bro?
I went into the locker room to get changed to come out and work out, and like I went through a door, and now I'm like... I don't even know where I'm at now.
Are you at Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
And you're where?
I went to the locker room to change. And
okay,
you're
in the locker room.
Yeah, and then I went through this other door, and now like I'm in this space. Like there's all these, it looks like drinks, like different drinks.
Is it like what?
Like there's drinks and stuff, and like it looks like extra equipment, and I don't know where I'm at.
And you at Planet Fitness?
Yeah.
And you say you went to the locker room.
Yeah.
All right, do me a favor. Can you, all right, my man, be good, my bro. Is there any way you can help, scream for help so I can walk to you?
I mean, I could try, but you're not going to set the lunk alarm off on me, are you?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to walk to the locker room and
hang on, hang on. Let me see what these switches do real quick.
All right,
hang on. Damn him. Poop paper.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Isaiah calling. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm in the locker room right now. I'm in one of the stalls.
Okay.
And all the toilet paper's gone. I've used all the toilet paper, and I still got some more coming out of me. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
I'll roll it under if that's fine.
Yeah, but how much do you have?
We got a lot.
Okay, because I don't know what... Oh, because I ate a couple of your Tootsie Rolls. Oh, and now it won't stop coming out.
A couple of our Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah, you know the Tootsie Rolls in the bucket? Oh.
I'll give you toilet paper.
I ate two of them. And there's I couldn't make it to the bathroom on time, so there's some on the treadmill, too.
Okay.
Oh, and I had it on like 10 speed 10, so like it's sprayed everywhere. Oh.
Is this from the Alhambra? The Alhambra one?
What?
You're calling from the Alhambra, Planet Fitness, right?
Yeah. Yeah. On East Valley Boulevard?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh. But here's the problem. Let me pinch this off. All right, so listen, I don't have any hands, so I'm going to need some assistance wiping.
Okay, give me one second.
Like, I can still bend over and everything like a normal person, but because they cut me off at the elbows, I can't reach all the way back there.
Give me one second.
I'll
put you on hold real quick.
I got the same hold music everywhere. All right, hang on. I had to kill that audio.
Hi, hello?
Hi. Is he coming to help me?
I'm sorry?
Is he coming to help me? I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and have someone to help you real quick.
There's the toilet paper ran out. And then the second thing was, like, he tell you that I have no arms? Like at the elbow is where they cut him off.
I'm guessing you have no legs either.
No, I have legs. Don't be silly.
Interesting.
But I was amputated at the elbow. I was in a terrible car crash.
And, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but so now I can't reach back there to wipe properly, so I need assistance. It's a part of the Americans Disabilities Act. You guys have to help me.
Okay, we'll go ahead and have someone there in like an hour.
Do you want to hear the recording of what happened when I got in the car crash? I was on the phone, and the 911 operator recorded it.
If you want, you could go ahead and just write a report for us.
I don't want to write a report. I don't have any hands!
No, I'm sorry to hear that then.
Over here telling cripple jokes. Fucking comedian over here.
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Juan. How am I helping today?
Hey, how do I get... I was in the gym. I was going into the locker room, and I must have did a wrong turn somewhere, man. I'm in the vents.
You're where? I'm sorry?
I think I'm in the vents up here.
In the vents?
Yeah, you know, the duct work where it carries all the air and stuff for the gym?
Okay.
Like, I went through this door, and I thought it was coming back out, because I went in, I changed, I put on my change of shoes, and then I thought I went through the same door, but obviously it wasn't. And now I'm in, like, this, I don't know, it's really echoey up here.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any doors that leave us to the vents.
Okay, but I still don't know how to explain how I got here.
Okay,
what's that?
What location are you calling from?
The one on Wilmington.
Wilmington, okay. What was your question, I'm sorry?
Maybe you can, I'm trying to figure out a way out of here. Can you turn on the lunk alarm and maybe I can follow that noise and how the hell to get out of here?
I can't do that. It'll only be if, we do have any, disturbances such as, loud noises or grunting.
I mean, I could start yelling in here, but I don't want to do that.
Are you sure you're in the vents, or?
How'd that car get in the vents?
Thank you for calling Planet Fitness. This is Danielle. How may I help you today?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good.
I have to make a report. Did you see anybody walking out with an extra pair of shoes?
No, I just got off break. But I can give the phone to my coworker who might have saw something.
Okay, because I'm concerned.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling about, did somebody walk out with an extra pair of Nike sneakers?
No. Are you calling the right Planet Fitness?
Well, it's the one over on Compton Boulevard.
Yeah, this is the one in Compton Boulevard. Regarding shoes, I mean, people bring in shoes all the time. I don't know exactly. You said Nike, the brand?
Yeah, Nike high heel shoes. Red ones.
Yeah. I'm not, like, necessarily paying attention to everybody.
I'm here right now. I'm in the restroom, and I took my shoes off so I could go use the restroom because I wanted to change my socks. And I'm still in the stall, but my shoes are gone. Like, I saw somebody grab them from under. They reached under, and they grabbed them. And now they're gone, and I'm barefoot. I don't have my change of socks. I don't have my shoes.
Yeah, I'm not sure how.
Cause I grew up in Japan and that, like, so we take our shoes off before we do anything. So, like, you know, when I come in the house, I take them off. When I go to the bathroom, I take them off. When I go outside, I take them off.
Yeah, we don't have cameras actually inside the locker room, but we do have them outside, just potentially. If you wanna have the managers check the cameras or anything like that. You could always, you know, write like a police report or anything like that, so they could force them to go and check the cameras.
Well,
but
I mean,
that's
they,
like the older.
They weren't very expensive. Just my honor has been shamed.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, but, I mean, there's not much that I can do. Like I said, the only option would be to go to the police station and write a police report, make the make our managers check the cameras.
Because I can't
That's
go,
the only way they'll go about that.
I can't go to church because I don't have my shoes, so tomorrow I have to miss church.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what am I supposed to do now? Because I'm done with my workout, and I need to go out to my car, but I have no shoes. I don't have my shoes. Oh, this guy gives no fucks. I'm in the bathroom crying about my shoes. He gives no fucks.
Thank you for calling
Moon
Steakhouse. How can I help?
Yeah, hi. I just did a to-go order.
We don't take any to-go orders.
No, I already did one. I already took it home.
Let me transfer to a manager. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi. I have made an order for your vegetarian steak, and after I started eating it, I realized this is your actual steak.
Wait, you ordered a vegetarian steak from us?
Yes.
We don't have a vegetarian steak on our menu.
Okay, then but why did someone just go, okay, and then just write down regular steak for me?
When did you come dine in with us?
I took it to go. Like, I came in and ordered it, and then I got a call. My house was on fire, so I took it with me 2 hours ago.
2 hours, so today?
Yeah, today.
Can you give me 1 second? Let me double check on what you ordered.
Yeah, and can you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up as well?
In the background?
Yeah, the people in the back. Can you just yell, shut the fuck up?
I'm so sorry, but right now I'm in the middle of the restaurant, so these are just regular customers. Right, so I can't tell
yeah,
them
yeah,
to
just,
the fuck up.
Yeah, just yell at them. Say, shut the fuck up. I have an important man on the phone.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. Let me figure out what you ordered.
Okay.
Beto, did we have anything to go? Did we have an order to go? Oh. So there. Do we have an order that we took for to-go?
No, and I was like, we don't do to-go for you. Like,
yeah, hello?
Yeah, hi.
I think you got the wrong restaurant because we never to-go. We don't do to-go at Moon Curry Steakhouse.
No, I came in, sat down, and then I had to leave because my house was on fire, so I took my food to go.
Do you know who you ordered the to-go from, like a gentleman or a female?
That woman, the woman you were just talking to.
The woman I was just talking to, give me 1 second. Hello, is this for Justin? Is your name Justin?
Yeah, Justin, that's me.
Justin, give me 1 second.
Okay.
So, I don't know who you talked to, but the person I'm talking to right now said that you did not come in at all, and you scheduled for next week.
No, but I came in today. I'm coming next week as well.
Hi, do you happen to remember what table you were sitting on or what the table looked like?
I don't remember. I was intoxicated.
Wait,
so
you came in to dine today and took your food to go?
Yeah, I was intoxicated. I had left a clothes iron on at my house, so my house was on fire. That's why I had to take the food to go.
Wait, so you came in to dine in today and then you took your food to go?
Yeah. Because my house
but
was
But you don't remember what table you sat on?
No, because I was intoxicated and my house was on fire.
No, I understand, but where did you grab the food from?
They put it in the like it was on my it was on the plate and then I said, "Hey, can I get this to go? My house is on fire."
Yeah, but you said the food was on the plate, but for the food to be on the plate, were you sitting at a table or were you sitting at the bar?
Table.
You're sitting at a table, okay. So you're sitting at a table today, and then you mentioned that your house is on fire, so you took the food to go.
Yeah.
But you don't remember what table you were sitting on today?
No, because you guys served me. You didn't tell me there was alcohol in the Long Island iced teas, and I had three of them, and I was drunk.
So you were too intoxicated to remember what table you sat on?
Correct.
Okay. And you said you dined in today, right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so you dined in today. We're too intoxicated to remember what table you sat on. So you're wondering, what were you wondering about the food?
I ordered a vegetarian steak.
So you're wondering where the food is?
No. I wonder why you guys would give me a regular steak instead of a vegetarian steak.
So you got a meal that was with meat instead of non-meat, and it made you sick, and you're wondering why we gave you the incorrect meat?
Yeah, because you know how how Burger King does Impossible Burgers? Well, that's what I ordered, a vegetarian burger, and you guys gave me a New York strip, full diesel cow.
Do you know
who
your server was?
No, it was a woman.
What your server looked like?
It was a woman, very attractive. She had a bit of a stomach on her, though.
Were you sitting on the inside or the outside?
The inside. I'm scared of the outside
world.
The
inside. Okay, give me one moment. He said he was sitting on the inside with a woman who had a little bit of a stomach, and he said that he had ordered an Impossible patty, and someone bought him a New York steak and made him sick.
So kind of impossible patty or New York steak?
Yeah, and he said he came in and that he was too intoxicated to remember what table he sat on.
Tell him to come back again.
Hi, would you be able to come back to the restaurant?
Not now, because I'm still...
Or anytime this week?
My house burnt down and you guys are demanding I come back in?
Okay, give me one moment.
Wow,
I'm just going to give you back
balls,
to the manager
the
so they can...
Balls on you.
Thank you for calling Outback in Burbank. This is Michaela. How can I help you?
Hi. Is my food done? Is it done?
What's your name?
Hang on. Let me get the credit card. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hello? No, that's a prank call.
Fuck, somebody rear-ended me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Oh.
Hello?
Somebody rear-ended me. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, now my ass is all sore. He should have took it easier on my ass. Oh, no.
That's a real rear end.
Yeah, the real rear, yeah. Boy, you want to talk about some vegetarian steak? That was all red meat, but I got rear ended right there.
Oh, plenty of gravy later with sauce.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for calling Outback Steakhouse in Buffalo. This is Daria. How can I help you?
Hi, Diarrhea. I have a question about an order that I placed.
Did you place an order online or in person?
Yeah, this was earlier today. My stomach is awfully upset. I ordered your kangaroo kicker platter.
Kangaroo kicker.
Yeah,
sorry,
it was. It came with broccoli, but it said it was 100% ground kangaroo hoof. And I've never had kangaroo before, and it upset my stomach.
Okay. Is this a real conversation?
Yes. It said it was grounded and put into like a steak patty form. So like it said it was like, you know, rustic.
Okay, let me get your manager on the phone real quick. Okay, thank you. Please hold.
All right.
Oh, but I have a problem.
Okay, can you hold on for just one moment?
I can hold on for a moment, but a moment might be too late.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I was there earlier. I had the bananas Foster.
Okay.
It wasn't made of bananas, though. It was potatoes. What are you doing over there? You got bananas and potatoes? Confused?
Nope, we have bananas. What table were you at?
Four? Five? Look, I don't work there. I don't know what the table.
No, I'm asking, like, what was your reservation under?
Well, it was a reservation. I was invited by a person.
Okay,
so I don't know.
Made the reservation?
Oh, no. He said his name was Big Important Businessman. We were discussing a business deal. It was an anonymous benefactor.
Hold on.
There was a priest there. Hello?
We are here to help you through the busy holiday season.
Metropolitan Grill, this is Paul speaking. Let me help you.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, are you the priest over there?
What was that?
Are you the priest?
The priest?
Yeah, the guy that was with me. What's his name?
I'm one of the managers.
Oh!
Of the Metropolitan Grill?
She said she was putting one of the guys on that I was sitting with earlier.
Oh. No, I don't think I was sitting with you earlier.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Well, we got a situation on our hands here.
Okay.
I ordered the bananas Foster. It was made out of potatoes.
The bananas Foster was made out of potatoes?
Yeah. It was like scalloped potatoes. I was expecting bananas.
Yeah, when we do make the bananas Foster out of bananas, we've never used potatoes.
Well, someone must have messed it up or something. But the guy I was with, he said, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it.
Who is that?
Well, I don't know his name. We were doing an anonymous benefactor deal, you know, business deal. He said, you know, big, important businessman, it was all I could call him.
You could only call him big, important businessman?
Yeah. It's not weird in my line of work. It's pretty normal.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, I'm definitely going to have to check in with the kitchen.
To take him out.
Hello?
He almost told you too much.
Yeah?
I'm the big businessman now.
Okay. What's your name?
What? No. What did he tell you? What did he tell you?
I'm gonna hang up the phone now.
Hello?
Thank you so much for calling Melrose Grill. What can I help you with this evening?
Hi, how am I supposed to eat? Like, I'm really concerned. I got the vegetarian steak. And for some reason, when I cut into it, like, some moo cow blood keeps coming out.
I'm sorry, you got what?
Vegetarian steak.
We don't have vegetarian steak.
I called and asked if they had vegetarian steak options, and they said yes. And I said, okay, well, I'll take a vegetarian steak. And I just ate moo cow carcass.
I'm so sorry. I don't know who told you that we don't have a vegetarian steak option.
Okay. Wow. So, hang on. You're telling me that I just ate a cow.
I think so. I think that's what we sell. Yeah.
You mean a real cow? You're not. Like a...
I'm so sorry. Terrible miscommunication. I really am so sorry.
Oh my God. Was it killed humanely?
I don't know the answer to that question. We do buy from smaller farms, so I would expect so, but I cannot say with certainty. Sir, do you want me to remain on the line while you do this?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't believe I can't even look at my. I can't even look at myself in the mirror right now.
Are you sure you got it from us? Because nobody, we don't have a vegetarian steak option, so I don't know why.
Why would they tell me that? I'm getting so queasy right now. Answer me this. Since I ate a real steak, is that going to make me turn straight now?
I don't think so.
I don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Am I going to go to? Am I still going to get into heaven?
Sir, what can I help you with?
Why would you guys do this to me?
I'm sorry.
Was it purposeful? Was it purposeful?
We are a steakhouse and we do not have a vegetarian steak option.
I'd be white. I mean, why poop and waste it when you can puke and taste it?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm wondering what I can do for you right now.
Can you bring the cow back?
No.
What can you do?
That's what I'm asking you.
But I don't understand. What can you do? What are your powers?
I can't do anything, but we're on the phone, and my job is to try to help you, and I'm wondering how
okay.
I can help you.
Okay,
when
are you going to come over to help me?
That's not what I'm...
Is that another cow? Let that cow go.
Okay, sir. I'm going to hang up. I'm very, very sorry that this happened. There's nothing that I can do to help you. If you would like to talk to a manager, I can do that.
Okay, a manager? What would a manager do?
I don't know. I'm... Okay, well, I'm gonna hang up now. I am very sorry, and I hope that you're okay.
Can you talk to my dad? He's a vegetarian, and he... Explain to him I didn't do it on purpose. Old man Gordo could have been on. It could have been a whole thing.
Hello, thank you for calling High Steakhouse. This is Alyssa speaking.
Hi, I have a problem with the taste on my vegetarian steak.
Oh, okay. Are you currently in the restaurant?
No, I'm home. I'm home now.
When did you visit?
About an hour and a half ago.
Okay. Are you okay if I place you on a brief hold while I get a manager?
No, I prefer I don't want to hold.
Okay. Just one moment.
Okay.
Here she is right now.
I'm not a manager.
Hi, my name is Janae. I'm one of the lead reservationists here. Would you like to speak to a manager, or would you like to speak with me?
No, I'll speak with you. You're fine. I was just informing her that because I sat down, I got the vegetarian steak, but I didn't get to eat it before. I got a phone call, and my babysitter was sick, so I had to go home. But my vegetarian steak didn't have much seasoning on it. What do you usually season this vegetarian steak with?
We do our steak with our high seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we have a vegetarian steak, though.
You don't have a vegetarian steak?
I don't believe so, no.
Then what...
Did you just sign in recent?
Yeah, about an hour and a half ago. Can you check and see what they gave me? And if you don't have a vegetarian steak, I'm concerned about what I've just eaten then.
Sure. Let me. I'm not a server, so I'm not super familiar. But let me just double check with your server.
Hang on. I'm in my car. Are you telling me I ate real meat? You tell me I ain't real meat? I crashed into a coconut tree. The shame just overcame me. I ate meat, the vegetarian steak, the meats.
Again, I can double check with our server, but may I have your reservation name?
My reservation? No, I'm not Native American. I'm Caucasian.
All right. No, I'm referring to your reservation. I
grew up in the Ohio Valley.
Okay. I'm not too sure. I'm a little confused. But
about what part?
Would I be able to place you on a brief hold?
I don't hold.
Okay. Well, sir, I unfortunately wouldn't be able to ask your server what kind of steak you had ordered
I'm a Republican. Don't talk over me. I'm a Republican. I don't hold.
Okay. Well, again, if I can ask for your reservation name that you used to dine in with us this evening. Again, I can ask your server what steak you did order this evening, but I don't believe that a vegetarian steak, we don't have a vegetarian steak.
The reservation?
We have vegetarian options.
Yeah, the reservation would have probably been under Elizabeth Warren.
Warren?
Yeah, she was on a reservation at one time, so she claimed.
Okay. Sir Warren Wong,
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, so this party has not arrived yet.
That's confusing. Oh, we had two reservations. I came in earlier, and then I had a business one. And I was like, yeah, let's go back. Let's go back. Because I was like, man, that vegetarian steak I ate earlier was good. And now I'm concerned. Like, I was calling to see what it was because I wanted to reorder it. And you're telling me you have no vegetarian steak.
Sure. Would you be able to tell me the phone number under Warren Wong's reservation?
No.
Okay. Again, I'm so sorry, sir, but
I'm his cousin. My name is Sum, Some. Middle name is Ting, and last name is Wong.
Okay. Sir, I do apologize. I'm trying to help you as best as I can, but there is no reservation name under that.
There should be a reservation under Sum Ting Wong. Did you find it?
No, I did not.
Quick question, though. When is our reservation for?
Your last reservation, because I can't find the reservation name and I don't have a phone number for the reservation, I wouldn't be able to pull it up, okay. So I'm not sure.
All right, quick question then. I'll make a reservation now. But can I bring my own cow and you guys will cook it for me?
No, I'm so sorry. We don't allow that.
But this one's ready to go. This one's being all boisterous. It's ready. It's ripe. Its udders are protruding and it's ready to go.
So sorry, sir. We don't allow any type of outside food of that sort.
No, that's okay. It can come inside, and you can kill it, and then you can cook it, and I'll share it with everyone else.
I'm so sorry, sir.
It's a people pleaser. This is a vegan cow here. It's full.
Okay, so since you do have your concerns, would you like me to bring a manager to speak with you?
Yeah. Tell him to meet me in the toilet. Can they do that?
No, sir, they cannot.
Tell him to come in here and meet me in the toilet.
Okay,
Tell him to come in here. Oh, it feels good. Get that devil meat out of me. Tell him to come in here. Tell him to come in here. He's got to see this. Poop is just meat leaving the body.
Morton's Steakhouse in Honolulu. This is Keani speaking. How my sister called today?
Hi. Did I just talk to you?
You may have spoken with one of my other colleagues.
Oh, okay. I had a weird request. Can I come in and kill my own cow so I know where the meat has been locally sourced from?
Sorry, one more time?
I have a cow. I want to bring it down to your kitchen.
Okay.
And I want to butcher the cow myself.
From what I understand, we don't butcher any meat here at the restaurant.
It's okay. Listen, I'm gonna get you taken care of. I want to ride this cow down to the restaurant, and I want you to explain to the cow how it's had a very good life and now it's gonna serve a useful purpose. And then I wanna dunk its head in some feed and let it take a couple last chews. And then we're going to do what we need to do. I want to bathe it in A1 sauce one more time. I'm going to dunk its head in some Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire. And then I'm going to put it in a big pot. And I'm going to cut vegetables up. And then we're going to tell him it's okay, and we're going to put it in an industrial-sized oven. And then we're going to tell him to take his hoof shoes off, and we're going to take his shoes off, and we're going to say, lose the hooves. And then we're all going to take turns licking it in the kitchen to kind of, you know, moisturize it a little bit and make it good. And then we're gonna drink its pee, its galmutra, and then we're gonna eat its poo. And then the cow is gonna it's gonna kill itself. Yeah.
Let me hand you over to one of my other colleagues. I apologize.
This cow has Pinocchio nipples.
Give me one moment.
I like how she's putting this off on someone else, on another coworker.
Nobody wants
Hello,
to buy a cow.
I'm DK Steakhouse. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm currently in a slow speed chase chasing one of your cows. I need some of you guys to come outside and help me corral this thing.
Is this a prank call?
Oh, of course not. There's a cow. You can hear it. Don't be ridiculous. Now, send out your two strongest bus boys.
Hi.
Why are you hanging up?
Who is it?
You'll never go anywhere in life if you don't learn how to live through adversity, okay? And if that adversity is a man prank calling you every now and again because he's attracted to you and this is his way of flirting with you, you'll never get married, you'll never move to the mainland, and you'll never succeed, ever. Now come marry me. We have our wedding cow right here.
Thank you for calling me to the house. How can I help you?
Hi. So when?
Hello?
Hi. So when do I get to come and take you by the hand?
Wait, what?
I gave your family the marriage cow, and now you're mine.
I'm not yours. I think you got the wrong number.
No, we're getting married now because I gave your family the cow.
You gave my family the cow.
Yeah, I gave them the dowry.
I think you got the wrong number, sir.
No, you're my wife. You're going to be my wife now. And you're not going to have to work anymore.
No, I think you got the Wong number.
The Wong number? No, I didn't call Mr. Wong. Mr. Wong is next on the list, though. I'm inviting him to the wedding.
One second. I am Magina. This is not Wong.
Magina? Yeah.
Aloha, and welcome to Wolfgang's Steakhouse by Wolfgang's Wiener.
Oh.
No. Wait, what?
Thank you for calling Chef Steak White Team. May I please get a brief call?
You may not. Listen, if you agree to marry me, then you can put me on hold.
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
Sir, can you please get a brief hold, please?
If you put me on hold, that means you agree. Oh, we're getting married. Done deal. Got a wifey. I'm not gonna beat that shit.
Yeah,
she's not coming back. She was never gonna answer that call again anyway.
Nah.
I hope you're prepared to get an American passport.
Call in Father McCorkles.
Do you have all the documentation to get your American passport?
Kat,
the picture.
Hi, thank you for calling the Joseph
City. Hi, we're getting married. You and me. I can't believe it. I can't believe you said yes. Oh, God, I'm so happy. What do you say, honey?
Yeah, hi. You hear me?
Yeah, this is Chase. Chase.
Hi, I'm your new husband. Everybody's here waiting.
Who is it?
I'm your new husband. Everybody's here waiting for the engagement party. Come on. Hey, guys, I got him on the phone. I got him on the phone, guys.
Yes.
They're so happy. They're so happy for us.
Glad to find
you. This is the happiest day of my life.
I got you on speakerphone.
He's long gone.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, we lost him about 30 seconds ago.
Okay. That was impactful.
Want one more?
Yeah. We just got a number. We just got... I'll stop that.
What?
I don't know. I was hitting it. It was random. It was right there. But I was like, I haven't played that in a minute.
Aloha, and thank you so much for calling Talk of Tokyo Central, located in the Waikiki Shopping Plaza. This is Riley. How may I help you?
Hi, Riley. You're not going to like this, but I just talked to your parents, and they've basically offered you to me. They've offered me your hand in marriage. They want you to go to America with me, to the United States of America, and become an American citizen and live a full and meaningful life and to get off that third world island.
Oh. I'm going to have to decline.
Well, no, we've already made the arrangement. I sent the dowry. They asked for one chicken and one moo cow. And I've already went ahead and transferred the moo cow through the bank. And so basically they've sold you to me.
Okay.
So what sounds like a good wedding date for you?
I'm sorry. You have the wrong number.
No, I got the right number. I got this number from your parents. What kind of cereal do you like? Like, I want to keep it stocked. What type of cereal do you like to have in the morning? And I'll go ahead and buy some. I'll get it on Amazon Prime because I'm a Gold Star level member. You like Magic Spoon at all? That's keto friendly.
Always.